What most attracted me to Dr. Hawkins' work was the consciousness map itself, upon reading it and then reading the chapter that was about it, coincided almost as an overlay to the Buddhist view of the 10 worlds, which is hell, hunger, animality, and anger, which is called the fourfold lower path. Don't have to put much energy in that. It's where most of humanity lives most of the time, okay? Then there's the basic called humanity. And then it goes into the worlds of rapture, tranquility, learning, absorption, self-attained realization. And then it goes into bodhisattva, which is like Dr. Hawkins is. A bodhisattva is one who, frankly, has attained it and would rather preferably be somewhere else. But they stay behind to teach us. And then there's Buddhahood at the top. So some language differences, but as a premise, what amazed me most was the coincidence of Dr. Hawkins' work with the Lotus Sutra, which was put forth 3,500 years ago. What is unique about what Dr. Hawkins teaches is, number one, the methodology, the kinesiologic test. If people look at it and go into Dr. Diamond's work or anyone else's, we now have a protoplasmic way to decipher what supports life and what doesn't support life, and put it in simple terms, to tell truth from not truth. And for the most part, the only thing since Descartes, Locke, all of them, the only thing that they all have in common, if we look back over them from the context of now, Freud, all the way through all of them, that put out of these maps of the universe and maps of consciousness and maps of the brain and maps of whatever, one thing they had in common was they were wrong on all counts, because it was about trial and error. They were in the linear world of effects. And for the time and for the stages of consciousness in mankind to rise. In fact, even when the Lotus Sutra was put out, which was 1,500, 2,000 years before Christ, the Buddha said, everything I've taught you to this point has been preparatory. And this sutra that I give you right now will not even be relevant for 2,000 years. And then the Buddha will show up again, and the way you will know he showed up is because someone will come and fulfill the prophecies. It's always been about prophecies. So time-wise, it's coincidence. And what's attractive about that is, here's a contemporary who says the most important thing that we can discover about the nature of consciousness itself is we now have a mechanism to tell truth from falsehood. Now we can dedicate ourselves to truth, since we now have a mechanism to tell what that is beside our opinions about it. Just the raw, naked truth all the time.
Through a technique known as muscle testing or kinesiology, Dr. Hawkins has done extensive research on the path of the human spirit and has subsequently created a map of consciousness. This map calibrates levels that correlate to specific processes of consciousness, emotions, perceptions, attitudes, worldviews, and spiritual beliefs. Each is given a numeric value that reflects the condition's inherent energy. You will find a copy of the map of consciousness on the insert in this program. The scale begins at the low energy level of 20 and reaches to the highest human energy calibration level of 1,000. The critical response point on the scale of consciousness calibrates at level 200, which is the level associated with integrity and courage. Therefore, any states below 200, states such as shame, grief, apathy, guilt, fear, desire, anger, and pride, are energy drainers and require force in order to exist. On the other hand, those states on the scale above 200, states being courage, neutrality, willingness, acceptance, reason, love, joy, peace, and enlightenment, are power-based states that are life-sustaining and spiritually supportive. Before we proceed any further, it's best that you understand how this map was created, the methodology that was used to substantiate Dr. Hawkins' findings. Muscle testing or kinesiology is now considered a well-established science and is based upon the testing of an all-or-none muscle response stimulus. Originally researched by Dr. George Goodhart in the early 70s, and later given wider application by Dr. John Diamond, this process is a clear demonstration that muscles instantly become weak when the body is exposed to harmful stimuli. Two people are required to begin this testing procedure. One acts as a test subject by holding out his or her arm laterally, parallel to the ground. The second person presses down with two fingers on the wrist of the extended arm and says, "Resist." The subject then resists the downward pressure with all of his or her strength. This is the basic procedure. A statement may be made by either party. Then, while the subject holds that statement in mind, his or her arm strength is tested by the tester's downward pressure, again applied by two fingers on the wrist of the subject. If the statement is negative, false, or reflects a calibration below 200, the test subject will go weak. If the statement is positive, however, or the answer is yes, calibrating over 200, the subject will go strong. It should be noted that the questions asked must be put in the form of a declarative statement in order to verify truth or falsity. For example, if you are 35 years old, you might say, "I am 35 years old," and have someone press down on your extended arm. You will stay strong. If you then say, "I am 38 years old," and have someone press down on your arm, you'll instantly go weak. Also, it should be noted that the parties involved must be impersonal in the procedure, avoid distractions, remove eyeglasses, hats, jewelry, and watches, especially quartz, and have a desire to attain the truth on the matter at hand. This procedure sounds all too simple. However, the truth is that spirit is simple. It's the human ego that certainly likes to complicate things. Dr. Hawkins has researched kinesiology and substantiated his findings for over 29 years. As he will articulate, this method of calibration is very powerful and can prove useful in making discernments in any and every area of your life. All that is required of you is simply integrity and the desire to know and experience the truth.